to this Gartic inspiration. I'm by now well on the road of my own vrata that I wish to offer to the Lord, that is to chant many, many, many names. And I would like to share what I see, or the jewels which I find as I go deeper and deeper into the nectarian ocean of the holy name. There are three steps which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that a chanter can take so that he can chant with genuine devotional feelings. The first step, become aware that I am Krishna's eternal servant. That's my identity, that's who I am. The second step, he is my eternal master. I'm addressing him as my maintainer and caretaker and my only Lord of the heart. Third step, this world has a purpose. It is a house of correction where I can correct my absent-minded nature and behavior. When someone chants like this, Krishna immediately responds, this person is chanting my name. He is mine. And this understanding that Krishna is mine and that our relationship is eternal infuses love into our tired hearts. Today I heard one very nice recent story that happened. There was one priest of Lord Jagannath who unfortunately became attached to a prostitute. The other priests found out, and the high priest told him, we are sorry if you continue this illicit association. We can't keep you as a priest. You have to choose. But with a heavy heart, the priest said, I have to go with my new friend. But she will leave you at one stage. I cannot control my senses and my mind. For a long time, nobody heard about this pujari. Then, after some time, it was found out that he had died. So a day later, the main priest gets a dream. Lord Jagannath appears to him and says, I want that you perform the same funeral rites to this priest who has left me that you perform for all other priests who die. Because someone who serves me may sometimes, due to various influences, leave me. But what type of Lord would I be if I would leave my servant who has gone astray? So the main priest, after this dream, was absolutely clear that this love, this unconditional love of the Lord, is one of his distinguishing features. It's his strength, and it is an encouragement to all the devotees that yes, the Lord is interested in us. So when we chant in such a way that I am the servant of this wonderful master, and that this world has one purpose, so that I can re-establish my connection, although I have gone astray, then the Lord is immediately rushing to his devotee. He is always, however, never giving up anyone. See you for next Gartic inspiration.